Look, McDonald's, great place to go. Grab yourself something quick to eat, right? Uh-huh. Nothing wrong with even taking a date there, right?
Okay.
Sure. But this is the setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without making sweet, passionate love in the front lawn of a McDonald's, you're doing okay. Police described the two middle-aged people as road trip to reconcile.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. We're out of a car on the front lawn.
Made a pit stop.
Going at it.
Made a pit stop there at like a little roadside thing that had a gas station and a McDonald's there.
Oh, a little rest area.
Yeah, not really sure why they stopped, but things got a bit heated. Not in
there in the open in the lawn.
Bad way, but in kind of
we're not even in the back seat of a car. We're in the front lawn.
Couldn't keep it to themselves. They were
okay.
So yeah, obviously police called, and they were there in the grass.
Were they did they have a blanket covering them at all?
They were in their birthday suits.
Oh my gosh, they went for it. They went all out. They committed fully.
In a Facebook post, police said, please don't reconcile in the grass beside the street. Get a room or go home.
Right. There are plenty of motels that you can pull over along your reconciliation trip.
Hey, you know what? I commend this couple for maybe they were having a hard time. And
they're not
giving up
on each other.
That's right.
They can't quit you.
I can't quit you. And they decided they were going
to room to do that in.
Yeah, but they instead of reconciling in the lawn there in front of the McDonald's.
Oh wow.
All right.
She had a Big Mac attack.
She did. Big Mac attack. All right, so there you go. That is your setting the bar story.
But also a little bit of a feel good. Because they got back together.
Everything is working out for them,
They're
I guess.
They're patching it up.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX.